Hello,
Good
my
evening.
name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. To begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are
Hi.
you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you don't think you will vote? Or if you have already voted, please let me know.
I will vote.
And is that an almost certain to vote or probably
Yes.
will vote?
Yeah, certain to vote.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic primary.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1967.
Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's the case, do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
Multiracial.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one we have is Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Most definitely favorable.
And would that be very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Barbara Sharif.
Not so favorable.
And would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Chad Klitzman.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
Don't know him either. They're running
never
for what?
Heard of him. Well, since we're required to read verbatim, there is not much information here. But
okay.
There is a question related to that. We just want to know what's your opinion of him right now.
I am kind of in a situation where I'm not going to be able to talk too much longer.
Oh, so how should I record your answer? I've never heard of him or?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Chad Klitzman, or Barbara Sharif?
None.
And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Chad Klitzman, or Barbara Sharif?
Probably Chad Klitzman.
Which one, I'm sorry?
Chad Klitzman.
Klitzman, thank you. And still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Is it climate change and the environment, home and property insurance, protecting reproductive rights, education, healthcare, LGBTQ rights, jobs and wages, or voting rights?
I would say environmental.
Environmental, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling? 5 years of college.
Thank you very much. Then we have, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
R-A-W-L-E.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.